A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple and Google to remove WeChat for download starting late Sunday. A U.S. magistrate judge in California said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit, quote, have shown serious questions going to the merits of the First Amendment claim. The balance of hardships tips in the plaintiff's favor. The preliminary injunction also blocked the commerce order that would have barred other transactions with WeChat in the United States that could have degraded the site's usability for current U.S. users. U.S. President Donald Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters he was giving the deal with Oracle his blessing and that it had addressed U.S. national security concerns. Syrian opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria Sunday in the most extensive strike since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplane struck the western outskirts of Idlib city and that there was heavy artillery shelling in mountainous regions in southern Idlib from nearby Syrian army outposts. There were no immediate reports of casualties. There has been no wide-scale aerial bombing since a March agreement ended a Russian-backed bombing campaign that left nowhere to go for over a million people in the region. The United States faces defeat in its move to reimpose UN sanctions on Tehran, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech Sunday. This comes after Washington declared all UN sanctions on Iran had been restored. Rouhani said America, quote, faced defeat and negative responses from the international community. This is VOA News. Thousands of people demonstrated Sunday in Berlin and other German cities, urging the European Union to take in migrants left without shelter after a fire destroyed their biggest camp in Greece. The mask-clad protesters, armed with, quote, leave no one behind, end quote, posters, were joined in the German capital by the aunt of the Syrian boy, whose image became a tragic symbol of the 2015 refugee crisis after his body was washed up on a Turkish beach. Police said around 5,000 people turned up at the Berlin rally. Anonymous hackers leaked the personal data of 1,000 Belarusian police officers in retaliation for a crackdown on street demonstrations against sixth-term President Alexander Lukashenko as protesters geared up for another mass rally Sunday. A statement that was distributed by the opposition news channel Next Alive said, quote, as the arrests continue, we will continue to publish data on a massive scale, end quote. The government said it would find and punish those responsible for leaking the data. People who refuse to self-isolate in the United Kingdom will soon have to pay a fine of up to $13,000 as the country sees a sharp surge in coronavirus infections. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
If they test positive for the coronavirus or are traces of close contact. The rule comes into effect on the 28th of September. Uber driver Altaf Hussein says he can't afford to be at home for 14 days.
I won't be able to pay my mortgage and other bills which I have to pay. I will go behind on the payments as well.
The British government, however, has said that it will help those on lower incomes who face a loss of earnings as a result of self-isolating, with a one-time support payment of just over $600. Former London Police Chief Del Babu says the new fine will put even more pressure on an overworked police force.
Already they're under huge pressure, and now we're asking them to do more.
Karen Chamas, London.
As infection numbers surge in much of Europe, Sweden has some of the lowest numbers of new cases. A World Health Organization European official says the continent could learn a lesson from Sweden. Most people there don't wear masks, and the Swedish health minister says at this point it will only be recommended when needed.
If we have a situation with a local outbreak, of course, that will be different measures. Could also be wearing masks at a specific time and place, but not for a long term. People will not wear masks for years.
Australia will allow more of its citizens stranded overseas by COVID-19 border controls to return home. The current weekly cap of 4,000 arrivals who must go into mandatory hotel quarantine for 14 days is to be increased by 1,500 by October 12th. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And more. VOA 1,